Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
What else is there to be said about it besides only really focusing on things that bring your life quality and those around you quality and people that enjoy you quality? And the speculation on these things, we speculated about for years. I don't even remember what was said. But what else is there to be said about it? You already know everything I do. And everyone here already knows everything too. You go see what happens. Why don't you coast around there to see what happens? Why don't you check out the wall? You'll get a destroyer intercepting you. What do you do then? What do you go to war with a destroyer? Do you know what happens to you when you do that? I'm just trying to get somewhere different and not just I'm like, well, you see there, it's Agartha. There's a tunnel there that goes in, and the ice wall surrounding a one third of the earth, and the rest there's Numeria, the Numenor, whatever. There's this place. I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, what do you say to that? You know, what do you say to that? Other than realizing that most of the things that you concern yourself with are wasted lies. What is the Nimrod system? I mean, I don't pretend to understand. I'm not really an heir or a light manipulator, and I don't pretend to understand that technology. But a system in place where, after a reset, the population is consolidated and corralled into certain places where the education is reset and the history does the history teaching and the teachers do all the work for you. It's a specific system of control. I mean, I don't pretend to know the details of it because it's too sickening to think about. And there are too many things to go into. Language warfare. Financial warfare, thought warfare, education warfare, chemical warfare. There's so many things. What do you do? And who would believe you? And what would happen afterwards? You know, if I can get to something that actually means something, I'll try. But the system that you live in is something that is imagining this system, the ability to imagine it because your finances are so wrecked. And your language is so stripped down and annihilated, and education is what it is. The capacity to even comprehend a true prison system is extinct. You see what I'm saying? That's a system that is created by a tyrant. Real tyranny, most people cannot even comprehend. They cannot even comprehend what real tyranny is. The biggest tyranny there is having all your money stolen from you and having all your lifespan stolen from you. Who's going to believe that, though? They're like, oh, no, people are living longer than ever. So I'm going to go get a drink. The technology's better than ever, man. Life has never been this easy. I'm like, oh, yeah. These things are so easy to spot now if you are familiar with real atrocity. If you are familiar with atrocity, these things are like nothing. But the system, it's so much. People understand about these Satan's technology. A technology of taking things off of the table. Things that could possibly be are taken off the table, and the capacity to even imagine them is extinct. Those things are done with a technology that people are familiar with by the name of sorcery or witchcraft. Nimrod, it all comes from Nimrod. Is it Gilgamesh? I don't know, are they the same? I have no idea. It doesn't even matter what the history is or what the figures are. It's the archetype, it's the thought pattern that is a demonic energy and destroyer. It's not even the figures, it is the role that these energies do and the patterns themselves that infect other people with a possession. I mean, we all sort of are experts because we've been tormented our whole lives in this world, just like everybody. Most people don't really know it. The torment is straw-manned and blamed on other brothers and sisters in the world, hence my attitude and philosophy behind the mainstream, sort of, and the less than mainstream, I don't know, politics, is that it subscribing and going back and forth and investing in these ideologies is witchcraft itself. Who's gonna believe that, though? You know? Now you get it. You get it now. You guys understand what I mean? Listen, the way things have gone over the years has been not easy. Don't lose faith in the output of masters. And their religion is to make these prophecies come true, whether by hook or by crook, or by a divine intervention. Regardless, it comes true. You see what I'm saying? Technology gets lost and they never planned on it coming back. Oh, it always comes back, man. It only comes back when it's out of the reach of the citizens or the children of God. It only comes back when it's out of their reach. If you got free energy, easy transport, and zeppelins, air travel underground, that's very easy. Can't have that when you're running a prison, can you? You gotta have people always on the ropes. They don't have time to think of how enslaved they really are. Instead, they get mad at the, you know, races and religions and things like that. Those topics can very easily occupy the rubes that have no idea what blindness really means. How air and light and thought can be manipulated. People have no idea. They have no idea. They just rage at the inmates. They rage at the inmates until those inmates become their jailers. And then it's too late. It's hard for people to understand these things. People don't know what a real system of enslavement really is. Declaration, thanks to the 25 ED. Material renunciation, the only way through this? I hope you use your art to equip people. Hey, I try my best. Earning money still worthwhile as a priority. It's just energy and time, and if you check out of the system entirely, then you become the bums and the homeless of the world. You can't check out of society and not be assassinated. You try that. Why don't you try living off the grid? Why don't you try generating your own power? Why don't you try that? See what happens to you. End up like Waco, Texas. See what happens to you. See what happens to you. Why don't you try living off the grid? Why don't you see what happens to you? Go ahead, try it, see what happens. You'll be lucky if you're not set on fire. That's just the way the world is. It's just this, the world is sweetened beyond your imagination. It's been sweetened by the sweetest things. You know what I mean? Ruby Ridge, that's right, Super. Yeah, you know how it is. It's good to have your heart eased and not look at it as strictly a military operation. That's a good thing to put forth. Absolutely. Absolutely right. You have to be thinking the thoughts that heal you and that make your life better. Because if everyone's life was better and if everyone put out those vibrations, the noosphere or the collective consciousness of this planet would heal the wickedness and diminish it. It'd be very easy to take care of it if people's efforts were coagulated and synchronized. But I guess that's only for the ghouls underground to do their sorcery. I guess that's not for us, you know what I'm saying? It is, but it's something that's mocked and driven to irrelevance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Psyoped, I guess you could say. You know what I'm saying?